But look, Gilly did touch on it very briefly there, but this is very exciting. The Knights poised to enter a team in the NRL women's competition, and at the helm, Mr. Blake John Green. This is very, very cool.
You're the head coach. How did this come about?
I know. It just,
you retired
it,
2 minutes ago.
I know. It's all happened really fast. Well, to be honest, the NRL sort of made a decision. Initially, they were going to have four teams in the competition. They made a decision, I'm going to say sort of a month ago or maybe a little bit longer, that they wanted to put six teams in the competition, expand the game. They want to be able to sell the game to TV.
Right.
Pump more money into the game. So not only can we pay these women what they deserve and, you know, try and make it more professional than semi-professional.
Totally. Yeah.
So, but for us to do that, we need to have more teams, and we can't have the Broncos winning every year like they have for the first 3 years because that's not exciting for anyone.
No.
So, I think it's just a huge opportunity. It's so great for, particularly the young girls in our region. It gives them some, a pathway to go through. We're going to enter a team in the Harvey Norman competition, which is in the New South Wales, so for open age women, and then can progress into NRLW now. So you can start playing at under sixes.
How good?
All the way up now. So which is fantastic. You know, we just got to try and recruit some of our homegrown girls and get them back home to Newcastle, so they can be a bit of an inspiration. You know, for the young ones. So. That's been a little
bit of a challenge. So what's the process for the ladies out there if they're going, oh my God, I would love to do that? Do they slide into your DMs? How do I get in front of the coach?
That wouldn't be that weird at all. Just slide straight in, send me a highlights tape. So we've obviously got a junior academy program.
There's structures
in place.
There's
grossroots level of workout.
Of course.
But like a first year, can you poach from other?
Well, that's we're going to have to.
Yeah.
To be honest, it would be unfair to, like I said, we haven't got a team in the open age women's competition, I guess, at the moment. We have some local teams, and we've got a Tasha Gale competition, which is obviously age allocated. We've got a junior program, but it would be unfair to throw those girls in the deep end straight away.
Yeah.
So we need to sprinkle them in gently.
Come to Newey.
Yeah, so what I would like to do is take a few of them and tack them onto our squad to start with and introduce them to sort of the training that we're going to be doing. And I guess the physicality of that, the NRLW, is going to be another level as well.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to have to recruit a few girls from the outside. It would be ideal if we can get a few homegrown Newcastle talents that are elsewhere and bring them back. So that would be a great start.
It's very exciting.
Oh, so yeah. Cool.
And I don't mean this as an insult to the NRLW organisational team, but you did retire 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
This is starting in a month and a half.
Yep.
Sounds like radio.
You're on. Go.
Quick. Your retirement was very sudden.
Yes.
Were they planning on having the coach?
Yeah, yeah.
What did they have ready to go?
I think I was the only one available, mate.
Preempted the retirement.
It did happen very fast. I think initially the NRL only planned to have four teams, and the landscape only changed in a short period of time. So we weren't given a whole heap of notice either. But hey, we've got what we wanted, maybe a little bit earlier. But
bring it on!
It's a huge opportunity for us.
I love the idea. A coach was lined up. Blake's retired. They've gone. You're fired. There's an opening.
And Blake, I'm inviting myself, like Connor and Callum. I want to come sit in the box next to you on a game day.
Do that. Well, I just
throw the headphones down. What the? Just get real into it. I'll be blowing up. I'll have a whiteboard. I'll just be drawing stuff. Is that cool?
That's cool. I'm open to so many ideas. I thought Jess could do some socials.
Would love that. Get them together. I'm sure I could tackle, given the right motivational speech from a coach.
Yeah.
I've injured myself enough that I can be your physio if you like.
Yeah, perfect.
Utilise us, mate.
You're in charge of milk. Providing the women with strong bones.
We don't want them to get injured. We do need some calcium. Yeah. So.
What are you doing with yourself? I'm the milk warden for the Knights NRLW team.
It'll be a wild ride. I'm looking forward to it, mate. This journey we're going on with you now.
I know.
It should be good. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I reckon I'll bring when we get the green light to start signing players. Yeah. I reckon I'll bring the first one in here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Wonderful. Good on you. Congratulations. It's very exciting for the town, for you, for women's sport.
Absolutely.
Sensational.
Yeah, and if you do want some tickets to see the Knights Warriors this Saturday, McDonald Jones Stadium, 13 10 60, give us a call right now. And you remember, guys, you can drive around Newey Lightblake Green, the all-new 8-seater Hyundai Palisade, room for the entire family. So you drove it to the coast on the weekend.
I did. Yeah. End of financial year sale too this week. Get down
there. Get a girl. Get a girl and a couple of Costas. Costa might throw a couple of the girls some cars.
Oh.
Get them over the line.
Yeah. That won't chap Ducko's panties at all.
I will not be reading that credit anymore.